Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was but it's.
Did you get up to see his?
No, he invited me. He invited me over.
Well, you've got something. You just ought to see that before you go. It's really something.
It sounded like it was really an interesting.
And.
Interesting place.
Who in this world is that? Oh, it's Tommy Allen, I believe, from up in Maryland. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to close.
Okay.
They come all the way from Maryland. I'll have to.
All right. You're such a good teacher. I have all these good friends coming back to see you.
That's kind of funny. He was going to Bruce's. He's just on the same round you were on this evening.
Yeah.
Quite a coincidence, isn't
it?
It
really is. Now, what year, do you remember the year you finished high school?
1914.
That was 1914. Mm-hmm. Then you said it was several years before you finished.
In and out. Kitty, please get down. Murder's line.
You remember about how many years that was before you finished?
Well, I go on just a half a year at a time. It took at least eight. For 20, it was 1920 something. I remember when I got the first.
And did you go? Did you ever go back to school after that?
I went back on summer terms. Went to Emory 2 summer terms. In and out.
These are just extra courses. You've got a bachelor's degree
It's what's now East Tennessee University, then it was called Teachers. First it was normal, Teachers Normal School, and then by the time I got my degree, it was called East Tennessee State College.
I see. Now, what...
And now it's got in the university bracket.
Have you traveled much?
Well, I have been to the... my dad and mother didn't have money. They were poor, but some way they would always get the money to go if I wanted to go to Washington or somewhere on a educational trip. And that one year I taught in a mission school down in Meisenheimer, North Carolina, from January until June, a preacher's girl that was teaching over here while I was at Wells, and we got out at Christmas time then. She was to go down there teaching. She wouldn't go unless I went with her. And they didn't have a place for me, so I was just a lackey boy. If the first grade teacher was out, I taught first grade. And I hadn't prepared for that. I prepared myself for upper grade teaching, seventh and eighth, really. But if the first grade teacher was sick or had to be out, I taught first grade. I stumbled along through it. I didn't know how, but I did it. And if somebody was out in high school, I taught high school.
Now what?
I taught everything from the first grade to seniors that year.
Now what did you teach most of your...
Most of my time was 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, 5th grade. Except when I was in West Virginia, I just had two.
Was that here in that was?
I didn't finish that. Had the 10 years up here, and then a year in Hawkins County, a substitute over here, and then in 1932 I went to what's called Taylor's Valley School, 4 miles right around this mountain.
I saw that sign, Taylor Valley, coming down from Damascus.
I was over there 18 years. And down at Sawmill Creek one year.
Well, now where's Sawmill Creek?
You know, as you go to Mountain City up the divide, where you go up and then turn down, or where you turn down right at the foot of that little hill, as you turn, just make you a little curve going on town, they have a schoolhouse off the road just a little ways over there. It was called
Sawmill.
We called it Sawmill Creek. It was really called. Donnelly School, I believe. And that was quite an experience, too.